Listen. Think. Learn. Grow. Listen. Think. Learn. Grow. Live. 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 Live.
This is Metaphysical Universe, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Douglas Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening and welcome to the Spirit of Life program for Wednesday, January 7th, 2026, if you can believe it. My name is Michael Kelly. I'm here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Well, Happy New Year,
Happy
Dr.
New
Michael.
Year to you.
I mean, it is 2026. Like, who knew? Happy to be here. I missed all you guys. We've been away for a couple of weeks, but we're back. And tonight we're back with Dr. Douglas Kelly.
Many of you may have heard of him, so we're eager to have this up and come on again. But it's good to see everybody. It's good to see you. We're in the new year. You know, who knew that time keeps going forward, no matter what, just keeps rolling. So here we are in a new year. So happy to have you. And we always want to give a thank you to those that listen to us from the archives. We appreciate your feedback, too. We appreciate you taking the time out of your week to catch up with us. Spirit of Life is a weekly service and educational program of the International Church of Metaphysical Humanism. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit, as well as to explore science and spirituality. In addition to this broadcast, ICMH offers other educational programs that can be found at metaphysicsinstitute.org and tfuniversity.org. And as always, we're going to begin tonight with our 9 abbreviated principles of belief. Those are, 1, do no harm, do right. 2, we believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit. The answers we seek already exist within us. 3, we believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems. 4, we are all equal. One planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. 5, we recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. 6, we are physical and spiritual beings. Consciousness survives death of the physical body. 7, self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will create self-completeness. 8, metaphysical education and practical life skills empower the human spirit and enhance the human condition. And finally, 9, expanding human consciousness leads to human evolution and peaceful coexistence. So, welcome, Dr. Kelly. I'm looking forward to tonight's topic, the power of deliberate intent.
Good one.
Hello and welcome, everybody. Good to be back with you in the new year. I hope everybody's doing good so far. It's one
Happy
weekend.
Happy New Year.
It's new year.
Yeah.
Yeah, to you as well. It's interesting. A lot of stuff going on, of course. And, of course, every time we get around to a new year, I like to talk about how can we make the most of this new year? How can we accomplish our goals and objectives? And so that's why I put in student newsletter the article on the Dream Challenge 2026. And, you know, tonight we'll talk about the power of deliberate intent, which I'll explain in a minute. The thing is that we all have things we want to accomplish. And it seems like year after year rolls by and we don't quite get done what we want to get done. And so here's some real world practical street advice for dealing with that, really. So first, let me say, look, if you find that you want to do something, but you're just not doing it, then you probably don't really want to do it. That's just practical streetwise advice. And come on, we put things off. And a lot of times people say, well, you're just procrastinating. Well, it could be, you know, if something's not really that important and you put it off, are you really procrastinating? I don't think so. It wasn't that important anyway, so don't worry about it. But if there's something you want to accomplish this year, then what is it you want to trade for that accomplishment? You remember, things are about trade-offs and trade-ups. So if you want to solve a problem or you want to reach a goal, you've got to be willing to trade something for it. And you need to decide what that will be. Usually it's time, effort, or money, or all of them. And so if you have something you want to achieve, then decide what you want to trade for it. And if you don't really want to trade anything for it, then it's just not that important to you. So you might let it go, you know, choose something else to accomplish. So you've written down what you want to accomplish, hopefully. We've written down what you want to trade for it. And then it's just a matter of being about it, working smart, and doing something every day that moves you a step closer in that direction. And this is kind of where we get into a concept which I call deliberate intent. Now, if you're a student or a graduate, you might remember this from the Advanced Metaphysical Topics course on deliberate intent. It's just simply the act of deliberately and intensely putting your wants and intentions out into the universe. You do that, you know, through meditation or just stopping. You know, meditation doesn't have to be all that complicated. You stop for 60 seconds or 5 minutes or whatever length of time you want to meditate. Just stop, calm your mind, and focus on what it is you want to accomplish. I want to do this or that or the other thing, and I put it out to the universe, and I will work toward that every day. And then you do this every day. Take a micro meditation, you know, 30 to 60 seconds. Take a deep breath, close your eyes, and just focus on your goal. And then put it out to the universe. And you deliberately do that. You say, I put this out to the universe so that I might attain it. And then as you continue through your days and weeks and months, be on the lookout for opportunities that will take you closer to achieving that goal. And if you do this repeatedly every day or a couple of times a day, you're going to find that things start turning a little bit. You're training your mind to look for those opportunities that are going to take you closer to that. It's like things are going to start clicking into place, almost like magic, but it's not. It's just the way the human mind works. Visualization is the way that the mind works. And so when you're visualizing that, your objectives, you're training your mind to look for those opportunities and for those things to happen. In other words, you're helping your outside reality to come in line with your inside reality. And as you do this, look ahead a little bit. You know, another thing I teach in the courses is, you know, writing your history in advance. And I teach you go in your mind, go down the road a year or two or three, whatever it is, 6 months, and visualize you having already achieved your objective. And think about that. Really take a moment and just feel that emotion, feel that pride, feel that joy. And then step backward a little bit. Okay, what did I do just before I achieved this goal? And then what did I do just before that step? And then you go back a step. What did I do just before that step? And you kind of bring yourself all the way back to the present. And that might give you some ideas on how to the steps you need to take to get to your objective. So that deliberate intent is what is going to help you achieve your goals, because that's the way the mind works. Now I'm going to stop for a moment and let Vicki and Michael talk.
What came to mind for me is also trading out a belief system. Like if you have an inferiority complex, or because I think we only ever dream as big as our reality, and sometimes we have to break down that reality. Make sense?
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know, Michael,
creating a belief system, that's excellent. We'll have to delve into that. Go ahead, Michael.
That is a good one. You know, I'm thinking that when we're talking about the goals we set, you know, it makes me think about an Arnold Schwarzenegger post that came up that was from years ago. But basically, somebody was asking, you know, how do you keep up the motivation and keep going to the gym? And he took the time to respond to this person online. He says, you don't. Motivation's never going to be the sole factor, because thing is, you know, you get excited, you get, you know, energized about it, you get jazzed about it, and you have this energy to come in and tackle it. But, you know, when things are worth doing, sometimes, you know, it can take longer than that. Enthusiasm goes on. So he says, you got to just do it. You grind it out. You don't do it just when you have the motivation. You do it at all times because, you know, the end goal is going to be something very worthwhile. So even in those times that you're not feeling motivated, you don't just rely on that. You get back in, you push yourself, and you keep at it. And that discipline is a skill unto itself. But I think that's, you know, kind of applicable when it comes to making goals, because especially around the New Year's, you know, you get really excited and you dive in, and that's a great start. Motivation's a great thing to get you back in there, but you can't go in on that fuel alone. You have to put in the grind. You have to put in the effort and the work, because, you know, nothing in life worth doing is easy, right?
Maybe.
Dr. Kelly.
Yeah. So let's expand on your comments, both of yours there, that, you know, again, I'm going to go backtrack just a smidgen here. If it's important that you achieve this goal, it's important to you. May not be important to anybody else on the planet. Doesn't matter. If it's important to you, then just do it. Do what you need to do. You know, I don't want to know all the reasons why you can't do it. I want to know all the reasons why you can do it. So don't play the mind games and all this. Don't allow yourself to be distracted by things that are different. Like, you know, watching TV might be more fun than taking a step toward reaching your goal. It just depends on what it is. But do it. Stick to it. That's called self-discipline. And you need self-discipline as an adult in this world to make your way and to achieve your goals. And that kind of brings us back to what Dr. Vicky just said about creating in the belief system. Because so many of us don't achieve what we need to achieve because of our belief system. And the biggest one of all those is the self-belief system, one's self-concept. You know, you'll never rise higher than your level of self-esteem. So if you don't esteem yourself, you're not going to go as high as you should or could. You know, it's a matter of realizing your full potential. And you do that through self-discipline and steady, consistent effort in working toward your goal and your dreams. That's just the way it works. You know, if I hadn't had that self-discipline and that determinism, you know, that sense of determinism in bringing about this church and the two schools, they would have never happened. You know, I remember back in 2010 when I founded ICMH Church. You know, I founded it, and then I started writing courses. And I spent 10 months working about 80 hours a week writing courses. I mean, I was up most nights till 4 in the morning writing, because I was on a roll. I was on a roll. Yeah. It takes a while to come these days because, you know, I ain't a kid anymore. So it just happens. But, I'd be on a roll and I'd just have to keep working and the thoughts would keep coming. And I spent that kind of time. And if I didn't do that, none of this would be here. You wouldn't know me. I wouldn't know you. I wouldn't know Vicky. I'd still know Michael because he was around. But, you know, I wouldn't know any of my students and graduates. And I've had so many hundreds over the years. And I've had a chance to observe the students who complete their degrees and the ones who don't. And the ones who do are driven. In other words, they have a goal in mind. They want to write a book and they want to be able to put PhD behind their name on the book. Or they want to start a coaching or counseling and healing practice. And they want, you know, that perceived credibility that goes with along with being a doctor. And so they are driven. They have a goal and they are focused, like a laser focused on achieving that goal. And they don't necessarily knock it out in a month. You know, nobody does that. But they stay with it. Consistently, they study a little bit every day. Pardon me?
This guy said coughs better. There's a few people who've gone through it pretty fast.
Well, some have, yeah. But, you know, but then I question how much they've actually learned. So the idea is you go through it at a consistent pace for you, whatever that means to you, you know. And so that's important. And so if you're having a hard time getting through the courses or whatnot, take 20 or 30 minutes a day or every couple of days and just focus. Turn off your cell or put it on mute. Don't let anybody bother you. Just take that short slice of time and study a segment in whatever course you're in, you know, and look it over, read it over, study it, and get to own the material so that you know it well, you know, and just do that and on a consistent basis, because that's the way you're going to get it done.
Mm-hmm.
To consistent basis. I'll pause for a moment.
You know, I want to add a couple of comments from the chat room, if I may, Dr. Mike. Yeah. By the way, Dr. Mike just had a birthday. We'll do a shout out to Dr. Mike.
Happy birthday.
He has said, as long as your goal is realistic, and I guess to frame that, he's absolutely correct. You know, it has to be something I think that's natural to you in whatever it is that you want to do. I think there is a, as Dr. Aaliyah has said, a flow state, you know, going again with our own frequencies and our own pathway. Because sometimes really unexpected things happen. Like you can't always know, you know what the goal is, but you can't always know what it looks like. And it may be a different kind of job than you thought, but it would be better. Or, yeah, you know, it's just kind of following your own pathway. You know, it reminded me as you were talking, in 1979, I just had an idea for a newspaper. I saw a weakness in the paper. I could write a column. I went right to the publisher. I didn't know there was a formula. You go through the editors. I just went right to the publisher and said, hey, I have an idea. He said, can you give me some sample pieces? So I did. He said, you're hired. I was there for 10 years doing a weekly column. Who knew? All I know is I wanted to write. And, you know, I looked around. I didn't know I wanted to be a journalist. I just wanted to write. Now, I'm somebody who failed English 30. Well, because I argued with the teacher. Who knew?
Yeah.
And so it's, and I'm also borderline dyslexic, but anything is possible. In retrospect, I thought, wow. You know, and I had been told then, you dare to walk through doorways other people fear. Well, it didn't occur to me that the publisher is not a human being. I guess that was part of what I could overcome pretty early. And I think when we put people in positions of authority or knowing more and better, it's not always true. So you have to dare to walk through the door. And if somebody says no, I've had no said to me a lot of times, but if somebody says no, then you just kind of move it over. So I think part of realistic, I've always had kind of a formula of three times, change your mind. You know, if you've tried something, maybe the timing isn't right. Maybe the venue isn't right. Maybe just something, you have to tweak it to shift it over into, you know, having a different format or a different color or presentation. And then voila, you know, something will happen. So I think the realistic side is something everybody has to observe for themselves and kind of put your own formula into, you know, into play. If that, I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah. And Kim made a good point too. We let beliefs sometimes hold us back. And I'm going to tell you that always is the case.
Yeah.
You know, I also wrote in the courses how belief is arguably the most potent force in the universe, you know, because it started wars, stopped wars. It's got us to where we are. It's got us to the moon. Everything can be tied right back to beliefs. And so your beliefs, and this is again, branching off what Dr. Vicky said earlier, your beliefs, your belief system, your self-concept, all those things are what is holding you back or not holding you back. And so look at your beliefs, and, you know, there's so many of these because so many people they allow other people to hold them back. They'll allow their family to hold them back. How many times have I heard, you know, I really got excited about starting my studies, but then, and I told my family and they all poo-pooed it and put me down and said it was nothing but a diploma mill and it's not a real degree, and they go on and on, and they just, and they allow their family to suck the life right out of them. And so at some point, as an adult, you have to say, you know what? This is not working for me. Your negative remarks toward my goals and what I want to do is not working for me. So therefore, I'm not going to talk to you anymore about it, and I don't want you to talk to me anymore about it. You know, it's whatever you have to do, because once you become an adult, you're standing on your own two feet and you're walking your path. And if you don't do that, if you succumb to the negativity of others, you're no longer walking your path. You're walking their path, or you're walking the path that they want you to walk, not the path that you should and you want to walk. So just to kind of recap a little bit of what I've covered this evening, you know, remember the power of deliberate intent. You put it out there, and of course, yes, it's got to be a doable objective. I mean, if I wanted to be an astronaut, that ain't going to happen. Not at 60, nearly 67 years old. Not going to happen. Now, if I was William Shatner, it might, but I'm not. Okay, so ain't going to happen. So make sure your goals are somewhat realistic, and that's usually not an issue. And if you're struggling to finish your degree and you need a pep talk or you need some help in some way, I'm always available. You can email me. You can call me. I answer the phone. So call me and I'll help you. You know, I'd be happy to. So remember, folks, there's nothing in your world that's more important than your happiness and your success. And I mean by success is your enjoyment of life, your fulfillment in life. Success can mean all kinds of different things to different people. You know, basically, you know, all Michael's life, I've told him, you know, what do I want for you? I want you to be happy. I don't care what job you do. I don't care any about that. I want you to be happy. Just be happy. And that's what I want for everybody here. I want you all to be happy. Just be happy. There's enough crap going on in the world these days, and there always is. But, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on that the media wants to just suck your attention into. Don't let them. Be happy, because if you're not going to be happy and make the decision to be happy, you're not going to be there. Happiness is where you see it. It's not because of a set of circumstances that, you know, you win the lottery and, you know, everything's going great. Happiness is where you see it. Anybody can be happy regardless of their situation. Yeah, you know, come on. There's always exceptions to the rule. But
you never know where it's going to lead. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You never know what steps are going to lead you into a world you never knew imagined. And if I can, I'm just going to add a little bit to my story, if I may. When I was writing for a newspaper, I ended up in situations that challenged me in things I'd never done before. I began to write for radio. I began to write for television, half-hour, one-hour specials. I started writing and co-producing documentaries. And it was then I hosted my own TV show for a few years. There's a whole number of things that it led me into that I could not, would never have imagined myself doing. Now, for the record, though, there's a whole package that comes with working and living in the media. I didn't like it. Mm. And the life and the lifestyle is not for me. And one day I said, nah, I'm done. And I went and moved the kids and me to a farm and raised chickens. And, of course, lots of people who knew me said, oh, you'll be back. You can't leave. And I said, no. It's not a life for me. I did continue doing a lot of writing for people. Like I took time out from writing for a few years. I still have a paper that I submit articles to when they are short in their editorial staff. I'll do advertising features and, you know, little stories on local businesses. And it's fun stuff for me. And, you know, it's a little bit of extra money. It doesn't pay well, people. You should know that. But you never know where you stretch yourself and just let yourself go with the flow and challenging yourself, you never know where that's going to lead. And it can be really exciting. You don't know what your story is until you step outside of your belief systems and not let people or society or programming dictate what you should or shouldn't have as a human being. You know, Dr. Mike always has to add the humor. He says, at my age, my greatest enjoyment of the day is waking up in the morning. It's true.
All right. Always a good day.
I'm going to wrap up my part of this program, and it's been great to be with everybody again, and I'll, of course, be back next month, the first Wednesday of the month, as usual. But hopefully some of these points will help you, and if nothing, to just encourage you. You know, life is way too short, and it's way too long to go through it unhappy. So be happy, focus on what brings you fulfillment and happiness, and let go of the rest. It doesn't matter, because we don't want to get on our deathbed and have a bad case of the woulda, coulda, shouldas, the if-onlys, and the might-have-beens. Right? So make your life now. Make it count now. Make today count. Make this hour count now. Anyway.
Thank you,
hope
Dr.
everybody
Kelly.
Continues to do well, and I will see you again in a month.
Well, can we wish you, please, you and Tracy, a very happy and prosperous 2026.
Thank you very kindly, and I wish the same back to you and everyone else as well.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you. Thank you so much for being here. And
good night, everybody.
I was going to say, I've actually talked to you several times. I don't think I've yet to wish you a wonderful, prosperous 2026, so I'm going to echo that.
Bad son.
Well, I think you have.
I probably have. No. Who knows? We talk a lot.
He has. We both said it to each other the other day. But you thanks know, anyway.
Yeah.
I'm going to share something here. You know, Dr. Jeff has said in the chat, for those who don't know, Blind Outdoorsman on all the media platforms, he said, lately he's finding myself setting 1-monthly goals instead of the yearly or 5-year goal. So I stick to the shorter ones. It's more attainable. And then he adds in here, one thing that really held me back with my idea of sharing my story on social media was what other people are thinking, mainly all the people I grew up with that I'm supposed to be associated with on Facebook, etc. But I finally sort of got over that and just did it. I've been a little surprised with the support I've received. See, that's what it takes, Jeff. You know, and everybody can take a lesson from Jeff, or probably a lot of lessons from Jeff. But it's that kind of thing. You just have to step out of that comfort zone and do whatever it is that you feel it is something that you want to do. I really appreciate this discussion tonight. We're at the beginning of a new year, and I know there's a lot of stuff going on in the world, but we still carry on with life. So it's kind of like we're in dual or triple realities most of the time, but you still get on with getting up in the morning, like Dr. Mike. And what do you fill your day with? You know, and how do you focus your day, and how do you want to end your day? And so do that with some kind of commitment, and at least chip away at it a little bit at a time. It makes a difference, people. It really does. Where'd you go, Michael?
You're going to accuse me of being on mute again, but that's not the case. I was not on mute.
I knew it. I knew where you were. You're not far.
I was just going to say, no, I completely agree.
What are your goals? What are your goals for this year, Michael?
Well, I want to become the all-being master of time, space, and dimension, number one. And then I want to visit Europe, number two. So, yeah, in that order.
That's exciting.
But anybody that's been around will immediately recognize that I plagiarized that joke from Steve Martin. So, citation. But no, what are my goals? To live and be happy and to, you know, navigate life as best I can, to continually educate myself. I have a goal to be here every week and try to think of half interesting things to talk about. That's a big goal. So, you know, that's there.
And, so tell me. Tell me a secret. Is this the year you're getting married?
We will find out, won't we? Fingers crossed.
Oh, jeez. And here I thought I'd give us all the inside scoop. Well, I know that You guys will do very well together. You and all those critters you have. So, by the way, for those who don't know, Karen lives just a few doors down from Michael. And when one or two of the dogs goes missing, he always knows where they've gone to.
That's true. That's true.
And she'll phone him and say, your dogs are here? You know, it's that time. This is the first one of the year. I think we're going to pull some cards. And for those who don't know, it's the Inner Oracle Self-Discovery Cards done by Dr. Douglas Kelly. And I'm going to pull a backup support tarot card and see if we can, you know, give a little hint to some heads up or something that might get you thinking in your life. So names in the chat, folks. And, you know, there's a lot of folks in our chat tonight, so we'll do our best to get to as many as possible.
Very true. You know, I'm just catching Audra's comment, Dr. Michael. I don't have to want to be happy just because my dad wants me to. But I'm telling you. Well, we got names coming up. And again, you know, I don't even think I was getting into what I wanted to kind of say. But just while we're pulling up cards, and because I have been slacking, was not prepared. But as I get the cards, I just want to say absolutely love this topic, love seeing you guys in this new year. And I will say that, echoing on to what you were saying, that life is can be a little random at times. Life can be a little chaotic. So we build as many skills as we can, and we can face, you know, face things with those things in our toolkit. So with that little period on the end of that topic in my mind, I'm moving on. And Danelle is who I have first, if I'm not mistaken.
That's what I have.
And you have tonight, number 25, Power of Belief. Belief is the most powerful force in the universe. One's beliefs are responsible for one's successes and failures. It's also important to realize that you cannot disbelieve in one thing without also believing in something else. Beliefs can help or hinder, enable or disable. Denial is a belief, and it means lying to oneself to evade responsibility. Ponder your beliefs to see if they are healthy or unhealthy, and proceed with conviction. Hope that connects.
Well, Danelle, I got the Five of Diamonds, and very often the Five of Pentacles, Five of Diamonds is, you know, leaving some things behind. Or it's other people moving forward and you're left behind. It can mean that too. But it, I think this is a time of assessing beliefs, looking at beliefs, perhaps beliefs in people, beliefs in relationships or realities. But it certainly does also mean a movement forward. So you're moving forward through something, and I feel optimistic about that. And, I, you know, the first thing I want to say is between here and May, some big shifts for you, and I think that they're really positive. I don't know where that comes from, Michael. I just say it as it is.
Got to go with it.
Yeah. Well, we have Mary next. What do you got for Mary?
Mary, I have number 36 for you, gratitude. Gratitude is the joy one feels in the heart when the mind awakens to the gifts of life, no matter how seemingly small or insignificant. Truest essence of love lives within the feeling of gratitude, desiring a connection with all life while giving freely without want for return. Gratitude is benevolence that wants to give forward. Take a compliment with graciousness and good manners when gratitude is extended. Good card.
It is a good card, and that supported by the world. You know, Mary, it's like either some things are coming toward you in a good way or they're about to come toward you in a good way. And it's not to be taken for granted. It's like, you know, it sounds so hokey to say like angels working in your favor. Part of me thinks that you might have had a rough turn of things for a bit, but that's all shifted now. The energy has moved. So it's just you're feeling a sense of relief and moving forward, like all the opportunities are there, hopefulness is there, and it's kind of like you're back. It kind of revived. So I hope that makes sense. But I feel good for you in that way, Mary. You're doing good. We have Donna next. What do you got for Donna, Michael?
I've been on mute, haven't I? All right. So, Donna, I'm glad to see you tonight. For you, I have wild card number 3, blocks. There is a time for movement and a time to sit still. What may seem like blocks could be an opportunity to reevaluate while allowing the universe to open new doorways. At times, we simply need to get out of our own way in order for events to unfold as they should. It can feel like free-falling when a leap of faith is required. If blocks continue, it may be a time for a new direction. Do not dismay. Blockages serve purposes. Diligence and insight is required, and remain open.
Mm. You know, it's so interesting. The Wheel of Fortune shows up, Donna. Take a chance to take risks, stepping out of your comfort zone. The first words that come to my mind I want to say for you is, last year is over. Last year is gone. It's like this is a new page in time. It's a new page of life. You're different and learning to step differently in the world. And it's like losing a fear that you might have had and just shedding an old skin. So This is a really good time for you I think tonight's whole conversation was reinforcing to you about beliefs and, you know, deliberate intent and moving forward. So I feel good about that. That's really positive energy in going forward. Now we have Dr. Aaliyah next. And congratulations. Aaliyah took a couple of my courses. She's an awesome student, I might add. And she just completed the program. Your documents are on the way, I'm told. And what have you got for Aaliyah tonight, Michael?
Aaliyah, Dr. Aaliyah, I have for you number 10, Indomitable Power of the Human Spirit. The human spirit is unequal in power. Nothing can defeat it. Within your creative ability, you are a powerhouse of energy that can be channeled into any endeavor. Given time, nothing is out of reach for you. Claim your power and live up to your human potential. Apply your powerful spirit to overcoming whatever obstacles stand in your way.
Ooh, five of spades. So, five of spades is when the battle's over. Think in terms of there's been some challenges, some difficulties, but it's also over. Now, there might be some remnants to clean up, but you have the will and determination and the spirit to do that, Aaliyah. So that five of spades is just asking you for a minute, take inventory, take a breath, let it out, and say, what's next? Because all doors are open now. That's awesome.
Nice.
So we have Dawn.
Right. Dawn, for you today, I have number 18, Evolution. Evolution is the driving force of all life. Change is always afoot. Be aware and participate in the evolution of present energies that can change situations. Resistance to change is born from fear of losing control. Resistance to change prolongs discomfort. But fear not, personal growth and enlightenment are sure to result in the wake of your own evolution and that of life around you. Thus, entropy is lowered.
Well, this is the third major arcana. And for those who don't know, the tarot has two parts, minor and major arcana. So, magician, evolution magician, you're also in a transformative time, Dawn. Part of me wants to say lifting yourself up. Like your energy, your thinking or view of yourself. Sorry, Michael, I had to cough for a second. Magician is all about metamorphosis, transformation. So there's something in this year, and I feel like I want to go toward the middle of this year. It's like you're working toward that, even if you might not be conscious of it. But even toward the middle of this year, it's really an evolving, transformative year for you, Dawn. I'd be excited to see what that is myself, honestly. So I really see a confidence or self-certainty growing in you. That's
exciting.
Really cool. Yeah.
I like that.
Now, unless I have something mixed up, we have Kim next.
I believe so. And Kim, for you, I have number 39, education. Perfect. Continual education is the key to individual and collective consciousness and personal success. Commit yourself to lifelong learning, educating yourself continually. If you don't know something, first look for the answers yourself, then ask if necessary. gain education and advice through various sources, including people, but always strive to find your own answers. Look for lessons in life experience, situations, and circumstances, and make it your adage to listen, think, learn, grow, and live.
Well, that is more about the home. You got the Nine of Diamonds, the Nine of Pentacles with education. I think the learning curve is inspiring to get your home in order or revamp, redesign. It's like wanting a nicer environment for yourself, Kim. Maybe it's just as simple as redecorating or you want to move. So it's like changing your environment that better suits who you are today versus who you were. And again, it doesn't have to be radical, but it can be really simple. But you say, no, I don't like this anymore. It doesn't suit me. And I think that's a really good phase to go through because we're now starting to wear more of our energy, like, you know, kind of like a feng shui thing, Michael. You know, saying, yeah, I got to change this room. I have to rearrange the furniture or I need a different painting up here. You know, it can be really subtle, but you're wanting to change your environment. Definitely, Kim. And that's really supportive of what you're going through. Well, we have Dr. Kevin.
And hey, for Dr. Kevin tonight, I actually pulled number 18 again, going through let me go back to that. I just put it down. That's evolution, which we pulled a little bit earlier in the evening. So I thought, okay, that's interesting, but got to pull another one. And I pulled wild card number 4, unknowable. There are mysteries in the universe. Not all can be known or predicted. A focus of deliberate intent can reveal valuable unforeseen knowledge for what lay ahead. Remember, we only see what we know and believe. The universe is unfolding in ways that are unknowable to your existing ways of thinking. Change your mind and you change your world. Change your mind and what was once unknowable may now be knowable. Listen to the subtle leadings and incitations of your higher self. What was once unknowable is now knowable. Remain flexible and open to change.
Ooh, Kevin. Oh, the 8 of Cups or that 8 of Hearts. In a regular deck of playing cards, I might just qualify that. It's kind of walking in the dark. You know, I always say it's one of the back cards because you only have your radar to guide you. You're really uncertain, unclear. You have no idea where this year is going. You had some ideas, but, oh, you're not sure. And, you know, it just means that energy is shifting. And that being said, I feel really positive. I always go with what I feel. You know, it can be a negative or a positive or but this is a positive. It's like treading into an area that may bring a little discomfort, but it brings a whole lot of knowing and experience. So I feel like you're turning a page not only in yourself, but in what you do and your external world. And it's going to be, look, what I'm feeling here, it's so much happier, like a more peaceful, content, like a sense of belonging. So you got to trust the universe on this one. Kevin, you put out some energy and it's starting to manifest. You just can't know how that's all going to take place. So you got to trust the process.
Well,
I really want to thank everybody for their feedback. I know we have Wendy to pull, our favorite card keeper, Wendy. But even Kim has said, she said that she bought her house last year and she's designing and making changes. You know, thank you for that. I mean, who knew? And thanks to Danielle and Mary for the feedback. And I know, maybe in some ways somebody like myself doesn't need that, but it certainly helps to know that I'm not like on Pluto when I'm talking. So I appreciate that. Yes, take the positive, Kevin. Absolutely. You know, take it. Go into the unknown and wing it. It's exciting. So we do have Wendy. For those who don't know, she keeps track of our cards, and every 6 months we kind of get together and see what kind of patterns have unfolded. And we just did that in December, and thanks again for that. Wendy. And as of tonight, I'll start keeping track of cards again. So into a new number. For those who don't know, 2026 is it's a 1 year. Last year was a 9 year. So you add up all the digits, you know, reduce it to a single digit. So this is a lot of new beginnings, start points. It's also the year of the horse. You know, when the Chinese New Year shifts, you know, in a month or so, a number of weeks, then we really are shifting the consciousness. And it is, for as hard as things might seem right now, it's, you know, I've said for a long time, this is the year of correction. And any which way events unfold, the energy is correcting. So we have to feel a sense of hopefulness, of optimism, even though it might feel difficult. You know, it's not always easy. So, okay, Wendy. Wendy is telling me we miss Jeff and Audrey.
Well, I thought so, because I was just double-checking myself, and I had been also doing some things in the background. You know, I was doing some stuff for the wrap-up that we do every night. And I thought to myself, wait, did I pull two cards and not remember doing that?
Well, I'm glad I had verbal diarrhea for a minute there so we could catch up with ourselves. Yeah, that was, last card was Kevin. Wendy, you're right. Dr. Jeff. I'm sorry, Jeff. Let's get Jeff and Audrey in here.
All right. So, Dr. Jeff, I had pulled for you number 20, deliberate intent. Perfect for tonight. The simple act of intention registers your wants and desires with universal consciousness, which then sets energy in motion for their attainment. Deliberate intent is focusing your intent like a laser, causing you to become entangled with whatever it is you desire. It's not magic. It requires effort. Focus on what you want, not on what you don't have, and release with patience.
I think patience is the key here, Jeff. Thanks, Wendy. Wendy said she thought she was spaced out for a minute, didn't hear it. No, I think that would be me. So with deliberate intent, which is a great support to tonight's conversation, Jeff, and your comment earlier, the first card I pulled was the Three of Spades, which can feel like a disappointment in some way. But I said, what's the support to that? And it's the Queen of Hearts. So that Queen of Cups, or pardon me, the Ace of Cups, I beg your pardon. It's patience. What Michael just said is the patience. Things may not happen as quickly or as much in a short time as you'd hope, but perseverance does it. Mm-hmm. So don't feel, I'm hoping you don't feel, I'm not telling you how to feel, really. I'm just saying, I hope you don't feel too discouraged at times or disappointed, because you're just getting your feet wet and you're just on your way. And I really feel with your heart in it and, you know, the feelings of achievement are yet to be had. So, but I mean, you've achieved a lot already. Don't get me wrong. But what is going to make you feel like you're achieving things is just around the corner. So hang in there. Deliberate intent. Keep going. Okay.
All now, right, Audra. Now we have Audra. Yes. Audra, I'm not immune again, am I? Oh, wait. Getting paranoid here. Audra, I have for you number 15, belief system knowledge base. We each operate life from an existing belief system, and sometimes the solution or direction lies outside of our belief system. Equally, when knowledge is expanded, a belief system calls for revision. Consider that opening the mind for more information and knowledge may be required, subsequently adjusting a belief system. Know that the knowledge you seek is within.
So wasn't that the first card we picked for Danelle?
Was it?
You know, maybe I'm wrong. Interesting that two cards for you.
Well, that because I remember pulling 18 before, but did I pull 15?
Oh.
Because I pulled Evolution for Kevin, and I didn't read that one the second time. But maybe I did.
Right. I had beliefs. And anyway, I just pulled the Justice card for you, Audra. You know, sometimes fairness and equitability is in the eyes of the beholder. That's what I want to say to you. Where some things, you're achieving what you believe is fairness and equitability. Others might see it just a little differently. I think when you're coming at something from a humanity point of view, morals, ethics, is fairness and justice in that way. But in another way, if somebody's looking at it financially, you know, and then you can see, well, maybe this isn't fair. And sometimes you're not, you don't have that situation, or you're not in a position to make those decisions, which, you know, you just have to roll with it. So it might challenge your beliefs in a little bit, you know, for a bit. But again, if you're not in the position of authority, then it's out of your hands. So just keep that in mind and deal with people in ways that you know to do that, and live in all good conscience with what you can do. So that's my best advice. And really what comes to mind, if I'm being realistic, is, you know, how sometimes people are laid off, or people are, you know, I mean, the list is long of what goes on in business these days. And there's nothing you can do, Michael. You know, you just, it's the way it goes. So.
Yeah, that's the truth of it, isn't it?
Yeah. All right. So now, thank you, Wendy, for keeping me in line here. Oh, she also said Danelle had number 25, not beliefs and knowledge. Okay, got it. Thank you. So what have you got for Wendy, Michael?
Wendy, I think this one's going to ring a bell with you, Wendy, because it's wild card number 7, hope. Hope lives deep within and inspires the human spirit to continue and expand. Hope in and of itself does not create life. Rather, hope desires life. Hope is the root of curiosity, interest, invention, and yearning for more. Even when all feels lost and futile, hope is resurrected by a change of beliefs and core values. Safeguard your hope, for it is the first and last fail-safe of your existence. Do not promote false hope, nor encourage codependent hope.
So I got the Page of Pentacles, Page of Diamonds. So it's always pages are always communication cards. And in this case, it's about finances, money, and so on. So I'm inclined to want to say to you, Wendy, hang in there. It's things are going to start to manifest monetarily better for you, I feel, in the next 2, 3, 4 months. That's my sense of this. It may not happen like right today, but it is. It's like on the way. So it's like talking to somebody about money, looking at finances, organizing them, and where you feel like you're in a better position. But whatever it is that you're doing, you know, some of the little endeavors you have going on, they're going to start to pay off. Mm-hmm. At least bring you something, girl. Over the next, okay, Wendy, I'm going way out here. Over the next 2 or 3 years, we'll have a real big payoff for you. So hang in there.
Absolutely. So.
All right.
All right.
Thanks to Jeff, you know, for, you know, his comment in there. You know, again, for those who don't know, Jeff is clinically blind, and he's sharing his story, and he said he just had a conversation with his wife, Shauna, tonight, that things don't happen overnight. So it all kind of all came together, another reinforcement of that tonight for you, Jeff. He said, but also people are asking questions, so he can help bridge the gap between the visual and the non-visual world. You're important, Jeff. What you do is important. And make no mistake, everybody, you might not think that holding the door open for somebody or saying thank you to the cashier and looking her in the eye didn't mean something, but it does. It doesn't have to be big and grand. It's like Jeff just sharing his story. And trust me, it takes a lot of courage to do that on video and put it out there. He said certified blind. Sorry, not clinical blind, certified. Jeff has a real tiny little bit of sight depending on the light. But he talks about that in his videos. And he's pretty good with the little one-liner jokes, too, by the way. He does have his sense of humor. I know Dr. Kevin also is, I guess we should say, certified blind. Everybody has their challenges, and they can't be compared to anybody else's. But what we can know is everybody has a story, and everybody's story is just as important as anyone else.
Right.
So everyone has a challenge, and everyone is living their life to the best of their ability. So mm-hmm. I'd like to just remind everybody of that, you know, as we kick off 2026, Michael, and, you know, for the challenges ahead, be kind.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. Be kind. And if I can just tell everybody, please go check out Walk for Peace on Facebook, on Instagram. These Buddhist monks walking for peace. They've done it through India. They've done it all, you know, in various other countries. And now they're doing it in the U.S. from Houston to D.C. They'll be there in February, really raising the crowd, telling stories, sharing themselves. But it's all for peace, mindfulness and peace. And I love following these people. They're just amazing. So anyway, that's all I got, Michael.
Yeah, you got better than I. I'm just thinking about how it's interesting. And I think a lot of the reason this is interesting to me is, I was going to say, it's interesting that a lot of cards we pulled kind of talked with our, went in line with our topic tonight, which often they do. And I think that's also kind of the point. You know,
yeah.
Is what we're talking about here is really that self-development of increasing our level of awareness, being better people, learning life skills. We're all coming together every week to do that. And everything that we build this on is centered around those things. So I've loved this discussion. I really appreciate the feedback. Got some great input tonight. And I'm happy to be back. You know, it's a new year. We're back at it. And, you know, I'm excited. I'm loving it. So thank you all. I appreciate everybody being here.
I'm just going to add in there. Audra brought this up, so I'm going to say it. She said, good vibes for the monk who was hit by a car. When they started out on their journey, their escort vehicle was hit by a truck and pushed their escort vehicle into a group of monks. Two of them had to be taken to hospital. One of them lost a leg.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it did not deter them. And in all the video of the monk who lost a leg, there is not one even auric vibe off of this, this man to say he's unhappy. He takes it as it comes, life as it comes, and he's at peace, like accepting life for what it brings. He's still in spirit on the walk. He's joined them a couple of times, and it's such a reminder for all of us not to let kaka slow us down. You know, life is going to happen. Life is going to throw us stuff, Michael.
That's the truth.
You know, could be a wrench anywhere, but we keep going. And that's the point. Deliberate intent. Don't let things get in your way that's negative. Keep moving forward. And, you know, it's like, we're good. You got food, you got shelter, you got, you know, some people in your life. We're good. Keep going.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well said. I can't do any better than that, but I'm just going to say, you know, again, appreciate everybody being here. And, you know, it's that time of the evening, so we're going to wrap up, but we're going to be joining you all again next week. And we are, I don't know that we have a topic yet, but we're going to be talking about it and sending it out. So keep an eye on your emails. Please join us. And Dr. Vicky, I was a little distracted, as happened, but I don't think I heard you say it. You have any last words for us?
Don't let them push you around out there, people.
All right, darn tootin'.
Well, stay true to who you are.
Absolutely. Thank you
so
much.
I'm glad to be back too, Michael. It's a great start. It's been, I've missed all you guys a lot. We're good.
And likewise. Well, until we see you next week, listen, think, learn, grow, and live. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody.